Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Tim's looking for positives. Chad, you asked me to point out a positive. We found one. The one positive from the first 2.5 periods last night, when the Catfish hit the ice. And we have the man behind it all, just like in game one in Pittsburgh last year. Jacob Waddell back at it again. Catfish Jake, friend of the Midday 180, joins us from the airport in Denver. Jake, how are you?
Yes, sir.
You're insane.
Good, guys. How y'all doing?
You're insane with this where in the world is Catfish Jake stuff.
It's all in good fun, man. I had a good time. It was great. You got people riled up here.
Well, we're going to get into the process of getting the Catfish there and getting the Catfish in the arena, but I have to give you credit, Jake. You do things that 98% of humans would never do, and you have the courage, both the courage and stupidity to do it, and I applaud you for that.
And you don't need much sleep.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I run on a little sleep, and I do dumb things, but, you know, it makes for a fun life. So.
Did you get arrested? We want process getting in, but let's start at the end first.
It was a million times better than Pittsburgh, with the exception of the one guy trying to fist fight me.
And there's video of that.
Yeah, there's video of that. He pushed me a couple times trying to get me riled up, but I just laughed it off and walked right by him. But when I went up to security, it was actually pretty funny. He looked like a high school kid. He was a young guy. He was scared to death. He had no idea what to do. His face was red. And I was like, hey, man, it was me. It was me. I did it. And he was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. So he just took me over to his supervisors, and they were standing there like, what did you do? And I explained what I did. And they were actually interested in it. And I'm like, oh, God, I didn't know that was a tradition. That's cool. Why did you do that? And I told him about the foundation and all that. And the head of security came up, asked for my ID, asked for my ticket, and was like, all right, man, well, you did it. Mission accomplished. Good for you. That's awesome. I got to escort you out now. I mean, you probably know that, but you can go right across the street. There's a cool sports bar. You can go over there and watch the rest of the game if you want to.
That's great.
I mean,
that was
just
nice.
As nice as could be.
Was it an Instrument of Crime shirt you were? I saw the back of the shirt, the yellow shirt, but not the front. Were you wearing Instrument of Crime?
No, it was a shirt said Nashville is Humboldt strong. So it was to show the people in Humboldt who went through all that tragic stuff that we love them in Nashville.
Meanwhile, some guy's trying to punch you while wearing that shirt. That's
bad on him. Sorry with me.
No, so how'd you get it in? It seemed to be more reasonably sized than our friend.
Let's start with how did you get it to Denver?
Yeah, you took this on the plane with you, right?
I did. I called TSA before I went to the airport to see if a fish could be a carry-on. I got transferred about 7 times. Nobody had any idea whether or not you could bring a fish on a plane. And the answer I got from them was, well, yeah, I mean, I think you can. I think that's okay. So when I got there, well, I mean, I prepared it a little bit first, put zip ties in it, washed it, put some, Febreze on it this time. I had some Febreze at the office. Put that on it, wrapped it up again in a vacuum seal, and put it in a Ziploc bag, put it in my backpack. And when I went through security, the guy was like, you have anything in your bag, you know, anything that's going to hurt anybody? And I said, well, there's a catfish in there. And he just had this look like, what? So they ran it through. He saw the catfish, pulled the catfish out, was asking his supervisors, what do we do with this? Can it go through? And finally, this older guy comes up and looks at him and goes, what do you want to do, man? You want to unwrap it? You want to give the catfish a cavity search? Run it through the x-ray machine. If there's no metal, let the guy go. So they ran it through the x-ray machine. There was no metal, and they let me go. I got on the plane with it.
Catfish Jake running into people of reason at all levels of this operation.
Yeah, it was a divine intervention. The Lord was guiding me. It's Colorado.
Any issues getting it inside the Pepsi Center?
There was not any issues getting inside the Pepsi Center. I had it in my boot. It was very... If you were looking for it, you could have found it because it was kind of bulging out, and we were a little bit nervous because it was flopping around in my boot, but it was, I was hidden between some guys that were helping me out. So as soon as we got in there, I just went to the bathroom, took my sweatshirt off, wrapped it in my sweatshirt. And then, once we were in the build, man, it was getting on the ice again. So we were good to go.
How was the smell?
It's not great. You know, it's a dead catfish. It's pungent, to say the least, but, you know, it's just something you got to deal with. Let's just say the hotel room where I had to finish preparing it didn't smell great.
Well, now, and you didn't toss it until the second period. So you're in the Pepsi Center for a while with that thing strapped to your boot. Did people around you start to notice it?
No, I took it out of my boot.
Okay.
In the first period when I sat down, I just kind of slid it out of my boot and put it in my my jacket and had it sitting underneath there. So I didn't have to sit around and walk around with it.
But did anyone notice it? Did anyone say anything to you, smell it, anything?
No, nobody. I mean, I had it in a Ziploc bag, so the smell wasn't that bad until you, Alan said it was. But it wasn't that bad until you got real close to it. But I saw that they have some, their souvenir bags. When you buy stuff, they are big and bulky, and they're kind of see-through, but you can't really see through them.
Right.
And I saw somebody buy something, so I had one of the guys we were with go buy a hat and bring it to me so I could put it in there. And once I got it in the bag, I walked around the concourse for 15 minutes with the catfish right there in the bag, and nobody noticed.
Where was your seat? How easy was it to get? How much did it cost?
My seat was in the section I threw it from, section 106, I think it was, and it was easy as could be to get down there. I mean, dude, the atmosphere in the building was pretty cool. The building's pretty cool, but I mean, but the ticket I bought, they had at the box office. They weren't sold by any means.
How much?
You could walk up to the box office and buy a good ticket for like $80.
Interesting.
Yeah. So their atmosphere is nothing like ours, but you know, it was fun anyway.
Did you have more fun doing it last night or in Pittsburgh?
It's hard to say, man. They're both pretty fun. It looks like right now the reaction from the Denver people. Especially the guy trying to fight me. This may be more fun just because they seem to be a little bit more pissed off.
Yeah, but you were not charged with a crime this time. Yeah.
I was not charged with a crime this time, and I had some backup there this time. I had some of my boys with me, so we had a good time with it. It was fun. The anticipation was fun. Trying to get it in was fun. Getting it on the ice was pretty cool.
How about this for a T-shirt? Not a crime, comma, this time.
Well, see, somebody else told me, I did an interview yesterday with somebody, and they said how I like my catfish. Do I like to dress it up? And I just said, yeah, I just like my catfish naked. So they said that needs to be a T-shirt.
Hey, I meant to mention this.
I like my catfish naked.
I didn't hear the podcast. You did a podcast with ESPN. So ESPN.
With Greg Wyshynski, who's coming on the show later.
So a guy I know at ESPN who I used to deal with on podcasts reached out to me for Jake's info, and I was
That was the show I was on yesterday.
Instead of writing about, I was going to write him back and say, I'm not particularly interested in helping ESPN, but I'm interested in helping Jake. So here's his contact.
Yeah, I appreciate
stuff.
You doing that.
I just forwarded, I didn't respond to them. I just forwarded the email to Jake to let Jake do what Jake wanted. But it has pretty good play.
Awesome. I appreciate you doing that.
That's pretty good play on the NHL page from what I saw there. Do you have fun doing it?
Yeah, those guys were pretty cool. I really liked their podcast was cool. We had fun with it. And the lady on there, Emily, said, you need to trademark that. I like my catfish naked. That could be a funny T-shirt. So
you're a real.
Man, it's been a lot of fun up here, dude. I mean, it's a cool town. Some of their people suck, but it's a cool town. Their atmosphere is cool. Their building's cool. So it's fun.
You're a real rebel, pioneer, catfish advocate, weird dude.
He's also fueled by hate, much like this show, which
idiot.
We appreciate.
There you go.
He's a lot more loving, though. He's a lot more loving heart.
Well, unlike us, he has his own charitable foundation now. Yeah. CatfishJake.org is the website.
There's not a lot charitable about us.
This website is up and running, right, Jake?
It is. www.catfishjake.org is up and running. We just got the paperwork the other day that it's 501c3, good to go, raising money for kids and families affected by congenital heart defects like my youngest son is. Helping people who have addiction problems. My mom overdosed from an addiction, so that's kind of near and dear to us. And a friend of mine who died, we are starting a musical scholarship in his honor. So all three of those are things that we're going to be hitting through the foundation. It's all up there on the website. We're going to have a golf tournament June the 30th at Gaylord Springs. Everybody sign up, come play. It's going to be a good time. You're going to win a Instrument of Crime Cup as a prize. It's going to be some kind of a Stanley Cup version with a catfish on top of it. So it'll be a good time.
We're on board. We're on board with this golf tournament. Although you and Alan found out in Augusta, I am no golfer.
I don't care about how good you are golfing, man. We're just going to have a good time.
He likes pace of play.
I got to give some shout out and props to Alan and Big Al and these other guys that are up here who videoed it. I mean, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have the video. Of that thing. I thought I threw it too far, man. When I let it go, I swear to God, when I let it go, I thought I was going to hit one of the players. I was like, oh, God.
They lost track of it in the filming. I mean, there's a very good shot of it out of your hand, but then they lose it.
Your buddy is the Zapruder of catfish. Well done by him.
It goes about halfway across the ice, like towards the other side, kind of towards where they were meandering towards.
Yeah, he was well positioned.
I had the good cornhole form. I watched it again. I had the cornhole form down there, but I stood a little too far.
Hey, sleep on the flight, all right, please?
I'll try. We'll see.
Jake, thank you, man. And you got a lot of people back here that love what you did last night.
All right, man. I appreciate it, guys. I appreciate y'all having me on. That was fun.
Yep. Catfish Jake has been our guest.
Our good friend.
From the airport in Denver, headed back to Nashville.
He's a wild man.
He will receive you at the airport in B&A in a few hours.
It just takes a different mindset to want to walk into arena with a catfish, visiting arena, and know you're about to get tossed for doing something like that.
Tossed for tossing.
Yes.